that with your people, can you, do you know,
mm-hmm.
yeah. when they came to Louisiana or anything like that?
Mm-mm. No. Because you see, Grandma Henrietta and Bill Smith, when Mama, when Mr. Grandma was cooking for Mr. Shaw, and Mama and them was bone, and Grandpa was wicked, a crow.
Mm-hmm.
And Grandma would go there and cook for Mr. Shaw, and Mama and them, and Grandpa was wicked in the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And when Grandma would get off of Mr. Shaw's house, Bennett's house, and then they would come to the field, you
mm-hmm.
see. They'd get Mama come to the field and help hold. She said she'd go to the field and help Papa, help Grandma and Grandpa hold.
How big a farm did your parents, when you were growing up, did y'all have a farm? Or?
I had a car.
Huh?
Had a car. Had a great big car. Corn.
Uh-huh.
Sorghum. Ribbon cane, peanut, cotton, corn, sweet potato, iced potato, and a garden,
uh-huh.
and a good on that day. Chicken,
hogs,
we raised all that.
Were y'all working for someone or did you own it yourself?
You see, years ago, you had to go to the white folks and get the vast, and then you had to take that and pay the wet to give that to the white man to pay for the grocery you don't need.
Kind of sharecropping or
mm-hmm.
half?
No, see, when we gather that stuff in, we owed it all to the white folks for what we don't need.
I don't guess you ever got ahead then. You just always
no,
were.
Always was in debt.
Mm.
Always was in debt.
And I
hope that, and I well remember a whole lot that I was hoping, trust the Lord, that won't come no more.
What? Working?
No. After you go to work, they'll send me to the nursery home because I'm not able to work. But I just say, I hope this won't come no more or we go into the field because I'm not able. And I ain't able to work.
Uh-huh.
I'm not able to work. And see, my mom and papa dead, they sure can't wake no one. Yeah, I ain't able to wake. And if I had to go to the field, they'd get you to send me to the nurse home, because no sooner I got out there in the field, I'd faint. And they'd send me on to the nurse home somewhere I'd get some tea till I did die.
Well, why do you think you'd have to work?
Mm-hmm. I say if I have to go back to work, I'm not able. I'd say if I would have to wait.
You said you were married for what?
16 years and 3 months.
Uh-huh.
16 years and 3 months.
How old was your husband when you separated?
I don't know how old he is, but this coming 30th of October, he'll be 65.
Uh-huh.
Because he was, to keep up his age so good, I had a sister there, but he's grown.
Uh-huh.
And her birthday was that, she's born that morning, he's born that night, my mama said. He's 4 years old and I was.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. But I can thank her, I can thank her his age. Yeah, he'll be 65 on the 30th of October, he'll be 65.
Uh-huh.
He'll be drawing his Social Security, I guess. But I don't think I can draw it yet, I don't really.
Where was he born?
On that not the fourth month.
In Blanchard?
Uh-huh. He's born there not the fourth month.
You knew him when you were growing up?
Did I know him? I went to school with him. Went to school with him all the time I was going to school.
Uh-huh.
I went to school with him.
How far did he get in school?
He got a second grade.